Good morning. It's already Friday. Tuesday, we had our final session of Curse of Strahd. It was a bit clunky. We only had a four-person group. I was running the game. We have three players. There was a personal issue, and one of the players left the game before our last episode, last session. And so we went ahead and divvied up some of the NPCs that were going to be available. So the players each had, I think they were running basically three, their main player characters, and they each had two NPCs. And I had asked them to run those so I wouldn't also be running them and all of the NPCs that they were going to be running up against. And it was a bit of a downer to start out. Like I said, we had, you know, we had been playing together for, well, I think since February. So we had been playing weekly in this Strahd campaign for 5 months, roughly. And it was not an ideal ending to it. They ended up catching Strahd in his tomb. They ended up killing vampire spawn left and right. To be honest, I was ready for the campaign to be over with. It seemed like it was so long being in Barovia, where one of the key components of that is sort of the oppressive atmosphere. I was glad, looking forward to being done with it, honestly. And so maybe the last session also didn't get as much energy as it deserved. But the two players that were left ended up enjoying, Lunchbox Heroes had the, I used their idea to have a binding ritual. Once Strahd was killed, basically, if you kept his regeneration from kicking in, he would be paralyzed. So he had been staked by either Esmeralda or Rictavio, who had actually been brought back to life once, having been killed by Strahd. Anyway, they staked him to keep him still and performed the binding ritual to pull the aspect vampire out of him to get rid of his ability to keep coming back and reforming. So they did end the Curse of Strahd, and Barovia was slowly starting to get rid of the mists, and they were dissipating, and things were starting to shift back to normal, to where they could get back to the Forgotten Realms. And they got I think we had a 20 to 30 minute discussion, our denouement at the end, denouement, whatever, and we tried to wrap things up. They made some, visitation to a couple of their favorite NPCs, and they sort of got a prognosis of how things should be going with having Strahd been defeated, Rahadin had been defeated, Ludmilla killed. So, I mean, there wasn't a strong power base left. The abbot revealed himself as an astral diva. They had a short conversation with him. They were they seemed to really enjoy him as one of their favorite NPCs in the entire game. They went back to visit him on a couple of occasions when they didn't really need to, just because they liked to sort of explore what kind of fellow he was. So I did have a good bit of fun with that. Really enjoyed running the abbot and how he was portrayed. But like I said, we have finished up there. One of the players has begun. We've gotten in two sessions now. The second one was just last night. Two sessions of the Taste of Spelljammer that's been released on D&D Beyond. We're running through those. I think it's a four-part adventure, and we've went through the first two parts so far, and it's been fun. Just me and one other player, and we're looking to add one or two more players to start up to our group to begin the next campaign, because we're feeling like three is a little tight, so we're going to try to fill our group out till four if we can, and hopefully that will work out for us. And again, for running D&D 5th edition, especially if you've got products that are based, that you can buy directly on D&D Beyond, using their character generator and using the Above VTT add-on for your browser is pretty sweet. It lets you drag and drop. Basically, if you own the material on D&D Beyond, you can pull NPCs, their tokens, maps, a lot of them that I've seen, at least through Curse of Strahd, a lot of the maps are already one click to import, and everything is scaled already. It's very nice, honestly, very, very good work, and you can support the creator through, I think there's a Patreon, but I've just done the, support him with a Ko-fi. But anyway, again, I would really suggest giving Above VTT a chance if you're playing 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons through, like, the character generator and character builders on D&D Beyond. It's really, really well meshed with that. The next campaign we're looking at, honestly, not sure what I'm going to be running. I think I'm going to be looking at a couple of, I think his name is Grant Howitt, and he does a lot of one-page adventures, and I've bought a couple of those, or one-page games. I think I'm going to be doing Honey Heist next, and that should just be a single session, bears stealing honey undercover kind of thing, and kind of goofy. So hopefully looking forward to that. And they always had most of my players have had an interest in, like, a manga type, even as kids, Dragon Ball Z, Power Rangers, although they won't admit that one so much. But I'm going to try to run another game from Grant called, I think it's Kaiju Girls. And again, it's a one-pager. So looking forward to breaking things up. I told him I was just wanting to get D&D out of my 5th edition, out of my head for a little bit, and may end up trying a couple short arcs with a simpler system, like the old basic expert system, or old school essentials. That seems to be really popular with the OSR style crowd, and I'll have several adventures for that. I may look at running one of those for them, but just going to try a few different things. Also, I think Traveler might be on the table, because they gave the nod to trying a different genre instead of just fantasy. So, and there's also been interest in Call of Cthulhu, so we may be taking a look at that too. We shall see. But anyway, I'll get back with you probably next week. I think we're going to have our next session on Tuesday night, and this would be the Spelljammer game that I'm playing in. So happy Anchor Friday to everybody.